I've been learning about two projects involving Philly trees. The first one is the Philly Tree Map. It's a database that aims to catalog all the trees in the city and surrounding counties. Deb Boyer is the project manager for Azavia, the company that's developed the software. She explained to me that it's part of a broader project called Open Tree Map.
It's an open source project. It's now in 10 different locations, and the Philly Tree Map is the local version, and that's where we got started with the Open Tree Map project. Organizations can use the tree map to get the public involved in the process of inventorying trees. So they might ask the people to add trees that are in their backyards or that have been planted as part of some community planting initiative. Or they may even ask them to add the information on the street trees. The goal is to build a more complete and accurate inventory, because if you have a more accurate inventory, you can make better decisions about long-term planning around your trees so that you can have a more efficient and effective urban forest that helps the community as a whole.
Recently, there was a tree planting project in my neighborhood, and we collected the data on our brand new street trees for the Philly Tree Map.
Triggerberry, southern hackberry, or just hackberry. Diameter of the trees, 1 3/4 inches.
Later, I logged on to the Philly Tree Map website to enter the data. I put in my address. Oh, look, there's already an orange dot there.
The orange dots mean there's a pit in the ground where you could put a tree. And a green dot means that we have tree-specific information, the species, the diameter, whatever. So when I talk to people, I always say, we want to turn the orange dots green.
So that's what I did. I turned my orange dot green. Now, the public and gardening organizations are excited by the Philly Tree Map project, with nearly 900 registered users for the site. But what do professionals in the industry think of it?
There's always going to be this kind of push and pull between the accuracy of data gathered by non-arborists. But the reality is that organizations just don't have the resources to be able to do massive inventories by themselves.
And that brings us to the number one vexing question in any crowdsourcing project. How are the data vetted?
The degree to which something is authoritative data is a very difficult question, even for the Encyclopedia Britannica.
Robert Cheatham is the founder and CEO of Azavia, the software developers of the Open Tree Map.
This has actually held back a lot of these kinds of citizen contributions for tree maps in the past. A big priority for us was around creating tools for improving data quality, in particular enabling people to rapidly review recent contributions and remove them, things that are inappropriate, as well as to provide over time the ability for people to accumulate reputation. So much in the same way that eBay or Amazon enable the public to assess the value of a vendor on eBay, people can accumulate reputation points over time. So the more data you edit and others confirm, the more points that you get, and you gradually sort of level up in the way that you would in a game.
The Philly Tree Map project is always happy to add new tree counters. You can go to phillytreemap.org and sign up. You can see if your neighborhood has been counted, and you can add to that count yourself. They're even coming out with a mobile version so you can add tree data with your smartphone while you're out walking around. When you go to the database, you see tens of thousands of dots on the map, so it might seem like they're almost done. But that brings us to the second project centered around Philly trees.
Plant 1 Million is a regional partnership in the southeastern Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware region to restore the urban tree canopy.
Nina Safavi is the project's coordinator at the Pennsylvania Horticultural Society.
Millions of trees have been lost to development over the past few decades. And so there was a big push to get people to plant more trees. So we hope to plant 1 million trees by 2025. We're at over 270,000 right now.
It's tree planting season now, so many of our listeners will see volunteer crews out in their neighborhoods planting new trees as we inch closer and closer to that 1 million goal. My neighbors and I planted 12 trees in that last outing.
Well, as you cite our listeners, if you've piqued their curiosity, where can they go if they'd like to request a tree?
The Horticultural Society provides street trees, and they can go to Philadelphia's Parks and Rec Department for a free yard tree. And if you do request a tree, be sure to enter it in the Philly Tree Map once it's in the ground. Dave, the Philly Tree Map is a terrific example of citizen science, residents participating in the scientific process. There's a great website called SciStarter that lists dozens of citizen science projects. And WHYY is partnering with SciStarter to feature stories on citizen science opportunities in our area. You'll be able to hear those stories on The Pulse, our new health and science show that debuts this Friday at 9 a.m.
But it seems like trees might be worth a try. So I say, let it grow.